Take a sip of water. So I can stay hydrated.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm Austin Lugo.
I'm Andrew Harp.
This is With Nothing to Say.
Let's talk about AI, artificial intelligence.
Before we get started today, next week we are going to be watching Scream, the original, in celebration of the new Scream movie. I've only ever seen one Wes Craven movie before, Nightmare on Elm Street. Loved it very much, especially as someone who does not love horror. It's a lot for me to say that I love a horror movie, so I'm very excited for this experience. And you've seen quite a few Wes Craven films. How many Wes Craven films have you seen?
Probably like eight.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched all both, like, he's a great director, and, you know, he made movies all the way up until he died, like, a few years ago, so he was very active, and he made all kinds of different movies, so he's a great director, and I think all of his Scream movies are at least pretty good, if not amazing.
Well, I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm excited. But this week, we watched AI, Artificial Intelligence, Steven Spielberg. I have always kind of had a mixed bag.
He's great.
Some of his work. I don't know. I mean, I know everyone loves him. I know everyone thinks he's the great, and he seems like a very nice human being. And I've kind of turned around on Fablemans. I think the more I think about it, the more I like it. And of course, I love Jaws. Schindler's List is great. Catch Me If You Can, love it. But you know, then there's other Spielberg films where I'm just like, I don't know. Ones like Jurassic Park, where they just don't hit, and I don't know why. Like I just don't get it.
It's a near perfect movie, in my opinion. I'm excited to watch. I was excited to watch this one because I'm a big fan of, you know, he gets his historical dramas like Catch Me If You Can, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan. You know, they get a lot of regard. I love his science fiction movies though. I love Jurassic Park. I love War of the Worlds. So sci-fi, Steven Spielberg is really, I think, where it's at for the most part. I think.
I feel you. I mean, I haven't seen War of the Worlds yet. I still very much want to, but
that's a 9/11 movie.
Is it really? It came out.
Definitely.
When did it come out? It came out not too long.
Like 2004, 2005.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone had to make one.
This movie came out in 2001, which feels very interesting because you see the Twin Towers in it, and you see the Twin Towers at least a couple times. It's like, oh shit.
It's a little weird. Interestingly enough, I started reading a book about Stanley Kubrick and Arthur Clarke,
right,
the creation of 2001: A Space Odyssey, which is interesting because this film had an original storyline by Kubrick. Like, it's a Kubrick production, even though he'd passed away before this film.
Yeah, he like started working on it like really early on, right? And then it just didn't work out, and then I think he sold it or gave it to Spielberg, and then he died, and then they were like, well, we should do it. And it's based on a short story, you know. Spielberg, another Spielberg movie he made was a Minority Report, which is based off a Philip K. Dick book, and it's based on a short story called Super Toys Last All Summer Long, which is a very like Philip K. Dick, it's not a Philip K. Dick story, it's like a Brian Aldiss story, but it's a very Philip K. Dick title.
Oh yeah. Artificial intelligence. The idea is all the ice caps have melted. Everyone's moved inland. And we got these robots. We got all kinds of robots.
Oh, mechas.
Mechas. And they have robots for every sort of situation. They have sex robots and...
It's mostly sex robots.
It's mostly sex robots. It's mostly sex robots. But one man has made it his mission to make robots that love.
Yeah, the William Hurt character.
Yeah. Which seems like a fundamentally bad idea to build children. Because they never age. Like, they're just 8 years old forever.
They're toys, you know. They're meant to be bought, and then you throw them away when you're done with them.
What a terrifying idea. And they're all, the idea is that they imprint, so they are different than regular robots because they have the ability to dream and love, which of course is the whole plot of this film. And for some wild reason, which seems, again, there's a lot of dumb things that take place not that the story is dumb or the plot is dumb, but like people make dumb decisions because the person they give
people are very evil.
People are evil. The person they give the robot to is someone who has a son who is like near death, yeah. Like has been in cryogenics for the last 5 years. That seems like the yeah. worst person to give this to.
Well, like they're desperate for a kid to like be in their home, you know. You know, at the time, it's like, it doesn't seem like things are improving for their son. And I think the dad, right, works at the robot place. So they identify him. And I think it's, you know, it's kind of like probably a part of his job, you know, to kind of like test him out, give it a run and, you know, check it out. And they give this couple, this, you know, essentially grieving couple, like a prototype, like kind of like the first prototype David robot. Yeah, and